Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Okay, you've got just a few hours before Thanksgiving, and if you really want to dash out and grab something, it may be a good time to consider Alsace. And one of the most reliable names in Alsace is Trimbach, and I've been drinking those wines for years and years and years. But you know what, Hugh? They're not just for Thanksgiving.
And they're also not just Gewürztraminer.
That's so true.
Which is, while Gewürztraminer is probably the most famous grape of the region, partially because nobody seems to be able to pronounce the name, and also partly because their wines are wonderful. And Trimbach is one of the great producers from the Alsace.
Yes.
There are a number of other varietals that are produced in the Alsace that I think really merit taking a good look at. So that's kind of what I wanted to do with this show.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old winery.
Yes.
All right. We talked a couple of weeks ago about an old Australian winery that was started in 1969. This winery harkens back to 1626.
Yeah.
So
that's old.
They've been practicing.
I think that's a little old.
They've been practicing. And so in addition to just amazing Gewürztraminers, a couple of the other things that they produce very much bear looking at. And some of them are actually pretty good values. From 2011 vintage is their Pinot Blanc. Now, this has got their classic many of their wines have this classic yellow label, and this is definitely in that series. I liked this. It sells for about $17, so it's a pretty good value. It has in addition to sort of like pale straw color, it's a nice little yeasty aromas over subtle melon and citrus flavors. It's got a delicacy and yet a firm enough structure with good racy acidity, surprise, surprise, that I think it really does stand up to nice foods, especially something you could use for Thanksgiving.
And classy flavors?
Absolutely. Very, very, very well put together. Now, I had a reserve Pinot Gris from 2011, and it's a departure in the packaging. It does not have this yellow label, which I was a little bit surprised by. I like this one a lot. The aroma and the bouquet was of peach, white stone fruits, toast, and then with a subtle spiciness there. So, again, lean with good acidity. This was a little fleshier than the Pinot Blanc. And I enjoyed this a lot, and this is going to sell for a whopping $19 a bottle.
Seriously?
Yeah. Now, this is, I mean, this is good value. And with the dollar and the euro doing what they're doing, they may become better values.
You never know.
Now, if you want to spend some money and you want to look at something interesting, you can buy some of the Vendanges Tardives, which means late harvest. And they have them in Pinot Gris. They have them in Gewürztraminer and a number of other varietals. This one was the 2000 vintage. So this one is fully mature. It was 14 years old. This, believe it or not, is the current release.
No kidding.
Deep gold, aromas and flavors of honey, dried white fruits, apple, pear, and peach, layered. It's sort of a big wine. It's not exactly dry. It's not exactly sweet either. Sells for about $42. If you're looking for an interesting late harvest, definitely one to look at. However, for me, the one that stole the show is the Riesling, the basic yellow label Riesling from the 2011 vintage. I love this. Bright aromas of peach and apricot with this racy acidity that just means it's going to stand up beautifully to food and great minerality. Alsatian Riesling is very different from German Riesling.
Oh, yeah.
But this stuff kicketh butt.
That's really good. It took me a long time to warm up to Alsatian Riesling, but now I know what the fuss is all about.
Absolutely.
And it's just such a classy wine. A bit getting used to, but once you discover you love it, you really love it.
I agree.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.